Hello and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee, and we have a pillar of the industry today, a longtime friend of the show, Rocky Laca. Rocky, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So, what excites you these days? What are you up to? I know, but I want the audience to know.
Well, other than waiting for the ice to finish going out so I can go fishing.
I'm talking about software.
Software. Yeah.
Other than fishing and hunting, what in software is exciting for you today?
I'm spending most of my time focused right now on .NET 4.5 and Windows 8 and the new Metro WinRT type stuff.
Two totally different things. So let's
really
go to the back end first. You're a async type guy, right?
Well, I'm excited about the new features because they make life way easier.
And what features?
In particular, the new VB and C# async and await keywords and the task parallel library enhancements that go along with those that make it possible to write async code in a pretty natural way for people who have never done it before.
Easier, more effective, so to speak.
Yes. Yep. So instead of having to maybe set up for an async call and create a callback handler method, and then you make your async call, and at some point later they call you back, right? That's the way we've been doing it.
Right.
And you know, people have learned that, but it's hard. And if you try to, especially if you try to do more than one asynchronous operation at a time, you're left holding the bag in terms of coordinating all the results. And you know, if you say, I want to do three things at once, but one of them has to get processed before the other two, you're the one left making sure that you kind of get all three before you start processing the results. And with this new capability, that type of thing becomes almost trivial because you basically just await all three operations, maybe in the order that you want, or you start all three operations and then you can set up an await on all three simultaneously. Or
isn't it funny how far we've come in .NET? I mean, think about what you're talking about, which historically was so difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really took an advanced programmer. Now I guess we're giving parallel programming and multi-threaded programming to the masses, so to speak.
Well, you know what's funny, if I can share just a bit of a story, is that in the late 90s, I was a big VB guy and was heavily involved with the Visual Basic team. And one of the things that they were asking kind of their advisors at the time was, you know, kind of what if we were to create a VB7, what would be your top, like, three features, right? And my top feature was I wanted multi-threading in VB. And little
this is before you knew about .NET?
Sure.
Okay, interesting.
And little did we know, right?
Right.
So along comes .NET, we get VB.NET, and we get multi-threading. And I found out at that point that that wasn't really what I wanted.
Okay.
I mean, okay, so I'm a geek, and I, you know, so it was fun. But what it turned out that I really wanted and didn't know how to ask for at the time was I wanted to be able to call the database and not have it block the UI. Which is, right, I mean, really, that's all I wanted.
Well, it only took a decade, right?
Well, we got that in 2005.
Oh, okay.
Right, with the background worker and some of those things. But the model is that you kind of callback event model I'm talking about, right? So we got it, but it was not great. And now we're getting a refinement of that that so not only makes it so that we can make the call to the database asynchronously so it doesn't block the UI, but it's just like writing normal code.
It's
fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. Now let's totally switch gears to the front end because we share a passion in Metro.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Microsoft's actually won a design award for Windows
okay.
Metro. You probably did not know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Who knew that Microsoft could win a design awards?
Well, kudos to them.
Yeah, and you're doing a lot of Windows 8 stuff now, even though we're seemingly eons from shipping.
Right. Yep. Well, Magenic has been doing some work in that space, and then I personally have been doing a bunch of work primarily focused around my CSLA.NET framework and trying to make sure that that works inside of the Metro WinRT space.
I can imagine that's not trivial.
Well, it turns out to be easier than I expected, I guess.
Oh, good.
because I ended up starting from my Silverlight implementation of CSLA, which already runs in a sandbox, already runs in a subset of .NET, and already kind of obeys a lot of the same rules that WinRT imposes in a Metro app. And so I was able to take that code and port it, I wouldn't say with no effort, but, you know, with a reasonable amount of effort. And so at this point, I've got a working implementation of CSLA that runs inside of the Metro world.
Okay, so for all the CSLA fans out there, your loyal following, it's safe to say you'll have a Windows Metro version of your framework in a timely manner.
Yep, and it almost sounds like a sales pitch, but I mean, the thing, Tim, is this, that people that use CSLA to write their business layer in Silverlight or WPF or really anything today, those exact classes will just recompile into Metro without change.
Very nice. Awesome.
And it's because CSLA protects you from all the different changes that have gone on.
Oh, fantastic. We're looking forward to that. Thank you so much.
So I'm pretty psyched. You know, I mean, at that level, at the coding level, it really is just like, what's .NET?
Yeah,
it's like
that's awesome.
Silverlight.
All right, you go, man. And thanks so much for coming, and thank you guys for watching.